Evening, everyone, and welcome to DSMA Live Rents. Tonight is March 18th. My name is Bennett Dunlap, and tonight I'm joined by my lovely and charming co-host, Lorraine Sisto.
Thank you, Bennett. We have two guests tonight. Our guests are Denise and Uber Geek.
Life is short. Laundry is eternal. Confessions of a stay-at-home dad. And as you guys know, I called in and was the first caller, so I got a copy of the book. Well, I got a copy of that book this week. And I'll tell you what, this book is worth the read. It was one of those that I truly couldn't put down. And the part that I loved is that it was just the whole book was packed full. And I didn't expect some things. I really didn't. But it was packed full of how important family is. And, I mean, he was incredibly funny. And he just has some fantastic and fascinating stories. And, I mean, It's really worth the reading. What's funny is I got the book. I received the book for free directly from his publisher. But I even bought the book from Amazon on my Kindle just so that I could have it portable as well, because it's just a great book. And I mean, the stories that he tells are just just even some of his titles of his chapters are just hilarious.
Book more for dads, or is it for anybody? And maybe we ought to let Mom of Bean answer that if she's read it.
You know, she hasn't gotten the chance to read it.
You won't even let her have the Kindle version?
And you know, well, he just bought the Kindle version today, and I got the email. I'm like, oh, goody, somebody's buying stuff on my Kindle again.
And I would say it is for anybody.
And I'll tell you one thing about the plug for dads to read it is that he makes a number of baseball references that are just, I think, absolutely appropriate and just well done. I mean, the whole thing, truly. when he talks about, I only dropped him once, that's the title of the one of the chapters, and I'm just like, all right, this is going to be good. And sure enough, I mean, it is. It's just, it's great. But what were you saying to me? You read?
No, I was just going to say that I only read one chapter, but what I was going to say is for him to be giving a resounding positive review for a book is phenomenal, because he is not one to read for pleasure. He has to read, you know, technical stuff all day, every day for his job. For him to actually sit down with a book just to read a book doesn't happen. So when he's, you know, telling me last night, he's like, oh, I got to go upstairs, I got to finish reading this book before bed. It's like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? Who have you been replaced by? Because he doesn't do that. So the fact that it grabbed his attention, I think, speaks volumes to
so, it. So go to Amazon and write that up as a review. My husband that can't be bothered to pick up a book, you know, got a copy for free and then downloaded another one and wouldn't put it down.
Please visit our website at www.diabetessocmed.com to see all things decaf. It's got a new look and layout, so we hope you'll check it out.